Mishin Peivov, we did Sivches, and we started the Mishabura on Sivches. We're holding Mishabura Sivkatan Mem Zayin, the second line on Mishabura. So now he deals with the following question. So we're talking about this idea of using something for Eruve Tuchumen or for Shetuve Mavuos, which you yourself cannot eat, is acceptable, since it's right for somebody else. Now the question comes up with the idea of using something which is a machlokes in your nargi l'chumra. L'inyan misha noyeg shlo lecho chodesh. A person was undertaken not to eat chodesh, and he's in chutz lords, obviously. Yimutu la'arav lishtateh boy. And now the question is, can he use it for the Erev, arguing that even though I am machmer on it, other people are makel on it. So betzim, it's something which is roy. So Mishabura says like this, totally bezet. So this is the way you have to look at it, and the Shartim points out this is poshet. You know, he's not bringing any sources to it, he just holds this as the obvious swara.
He doesn't bring
any source for it. He says it's poshet. If he is only undertook it as a chumra, I mean arguing that he understands that really it's mutter, he's being machmer. So then obviously mutter la'arav lishtatev boy. So then he doesn't feel that the people which are eating it are doing an aveira. So it is actually roy to eat. So it's a valid eruv. But if he feels that the opinions which hold that it's usur are significant enough that halacha requires you to follow them, so then he can, even though other people do not do that, he feels what they're doing is not necessarily correct. So then he cannot say that it's considered roy for people to eat, since people do eat it, because as far as he's concerned, people should not be eating it. So this din over here of roy doesn't mean that people are eating it, it means people can eat it, that they're allowed to eat it, they're supposed to eat it. So therefore, also la arav lishtatepoy. Right, so that has like a lot of the questions of can I pass you the bottle to open on Shabbos? If I don't open bottles on Shabbos, etc. So I hold it just the chumra, so that I can pass it to you. If I'm knowing it, because that my understanding that that's nikar din, even though you're following a person who says that it's mutter, so you're not doing something wrong. But as far as I'm concerned, I think that's not the psak. So I shouldn't be asking you to do it either.
But my opinion? I understand if the person who's sitting here, if the person's right or wrong, and thinks that person is wrong. But if I fault, I'm following somebody. So who am I to say that what you're doing is wrong? If you're a rav, I have my rav. He told me this. He said, told you that. I don't understand pshat.
So even if I follow my own rav, so I'm not saying what you're doing something is wrong, because I'm not indicting you following your rav, but according to my rav, your rav is wrong. So if I follow my rav, I'm saying that this is the halacha. If my rav told me this is the halacha, it's not just the halacha, but this is the halacha, you have to do X. So I am now in the position, whether I worked it through myself or because the person I rely on as the halacha source says this is also to do, I'm not allowed to ask you, I can't ask you to do that.
What? Again?
What?
I really don't understand why. I'm not trying to be difficult. So what do I think you should be doing? I think you and my cover over there, I think you should be following your rabbi. You told me it's okay. So
well, yes and no. See, there's two layers to that question. Right? Obviously, you should follow your rabbi because I can't tell you what to do. But in the world, the Masara I'm following is that your rav is wrong. You have a right to follow your rav. So you're not doing an aveira, or I'm not indicting you. Right? But from the position that I'm standing in, that's the wrong decision. So I can't ask you to do it. I'll still give you shlishi, because you're not called to Baal Aveira as far as I'm concerned. But I can't be involved in such an action. Because from my vantage point, that action is...
No, you said I can't be involved in the action. This doesn't seem to be the same thing as passing something. Passing something, I think, is wrong, so I can't enable you to do it. But here we're saying whether it's halachically edible. And since when you over there eat it, and you eat it beheter because you're following your rabbi, it is halachically edible, the horror.
I mean, what's the right word for it? You know, it has to be something which is considered... it's chazi l'kayin, right? It's chazi. But that's the same thing. As far as the position I'm at, it's not chazi. This should not be eaten. Even though I can't say you're doing something wrong, but as far as I'm looking at it, this is something which should not be eaten.
Yeah. I would understand if you know, if my Rav said, your Rav is told with our mission, and it's not a psak and it's just bottle. But he doesn't say that. He says it's a legitimate possible to hold that like you.
Well, yes and no. I have no right to come along and say, let's say Bechodesh, right? So the Bach paskins what we is mutter. The Bach is the Bach, right? So I can't walk over to the Bach and say, Bach, I'm sorry, you know, you have no right to say that. He had a right to say that, but I can still say that he's wrong. That's two different things.
When he follows the Bach.
I can't be Mocha, because the same way the Bach was allowed to eat it when he did it, but I still said the Bach was wrong.
The Bach is allowed to eat it, so it's
chazi. But that's true, he's allowed to eat it, but as far as I'm concerned, he's wrong. I'm not saying, listen, I really have no idea. My rabbi says this, your rabbi says that. That's not what we're saying. You know, when the Mishavur comes along and says, you know, you should not follow the Bach. He's not saying, you know what? He's saying, listen, the majority of the Pesukim said like that. The Pasha Sugya is not like that. The Bach is wrong. The Bach has a right to say that he's right. And if I have a start to follow the Bach, I have a right to say that I'm right also. But I have a right to say that the Bach is wrong. I mean, I don't personally have a right to say that, I'm saying, but the Pesukim, which is deciding that I'm following, has the right to say that is not the correct halacha. So as far as I'm concerned, this is an item of Isser. When you eat it, you're not doing an Aveira. But as far as I'm concerned, it's an item of Isser. It's a fascinating idea.
Yeah, again, I understand why it prevents you from passing on the thing. I don't really understand this, but...
Okay.
Another question?
Yes.
I must have a fundamental misunderstanding. But I thought that the Erev has to be something which anybody could come and eat if they had to. There's also a Rabbi Inrim.
That's a Ruben Chaseris. But for Rubei Tchumen and for Shetufei Mavuos, which is not a... Over there, I have to create Dira. To create Dira for by Rubei Chatzeres, I have to create it. They were all becoming one big Dira together. So it has to be... We all have to partake of it. It has to only pass. It can't be anything else but pass. And we all have to be able to partake. Over here, we're making, you know... big 2-gallon jar of pickle juice for hundreds of people, and it's clearly because they were being more makel over here. They weren't requiring an act of dira mamish. As long as there's some element of putting your das there that we're coming together, that's sufficient. So as long as there's something which I'm putting which is usable by people, that's sufficient. Does that make sense?
Unusable.
Well, if I said I wouldn't need that, so it's not usable for everybody. I don't have something more to tell you. I mean, that's Chazal put the bar of usage. As long as it's usable by some people, that's sufficient. Even though I can't use it. Okay. So we.
Suppose somebody in the chaser has an allergy and can't eat food.
I don't think that would be ma'akev. But once Chazal were conveyed that the correct thing to use is bread, so the fact that I personally can't eat bread, I don't think that would that would take away from the Din Eruv. Okay. Then the person was it was Nishba, so he could still be Mishtatav with it. Even though he personally can't eat it, but other people could eat it, so even though he was made a shul, he's not going to eat it, it's still valid. Mishtatav Hoyol, because you like reading, again, because other people could use it. And the Sharatzian points out over here on this, so this will work for Ruvei Chatzeres and Tchumen as well. Where it's not an intrinsic problem, it's just because he made a shua on it. I mean, theoretically over here, there's another argument he could be matter than that or matter the shua. But if he says he made a shua, he's not going to, or not, he's not going to be nehenna from it, now we have a new problem. So it's edible to other people, but he cannot get the benefit from it. Using it for the Ruvei, the Shetufei Mavuos, is giving him benefit. So that's also because of the Hanoa. If he made a shul that he's not going to get, or the net he's not going to get Hanoa, that's a problem. Emishtatim boy. Talbogav the Chazi Lachrini. Mikol Malkam Harehu Nehana Ayere Tikun Zeh. So by this accomplishment of now you're able to carry, he gets a benefit. Reu osur osur latzmoi hanos, but he made it osur. Now, this halacha, we all mitzvah of the hanos didn't know. So Ruvei Tchumen, when we get to Ruvei Tchumen, we'll see that Chazal only allowed Ruvei Tchumen for the purpose of a mitzvah. So over there, there's not a problem in the henna because you're benefiting that you can do a mitzvah. Well, mitzvahs are not considered a hanoah. But davka shituf oe ruvei chatzeres shema arvin l'dvar rishos. Aber ruvei tchumen shein ma arvin elo l'dvar mitzvah. Mutter de l'mitzvah d'av l'hanas nit nobele mechashav hanoah. Okay. Fine. V'hinei meloshem b'chamer mashav d'l'dei rishon afilu k'shomer shaloi ehenoah ehenoah. Gam came to the Arab Lishtatev. The Kabachanim caused the Afal there, Rishana also with Nodar and Nishma, Beferish Lyahan. The language way it's presented sounds like we're differentiating between the two Shitas, but that's not true. The Ramah says, Vimamar Kainam, Hanosoi, Oyachiloso Lai, everybody's going to hold that you can't use it for Shitov. Hatam, Nun. The Afal Gav, the Pistam, Nodar Mechila, Mutal Lishtatev. We said if you prohibited this item from achila, you can use it, you can be mishtatif with it. Hanam b'shalai hizkir loshen kainim. Avvarma loshen kainim. So he mentioned the language of korban. Filo hizkir b'feresh achila agam kain. Even though he said only a korban in regards to achila, not in regards to the hanoa. Imishtatim ba, the kainim hu loshen korban. Yisharis b'zeh. If we allow him to use this item for the sheet of mavuos after he said a language of korban, also the mishri gam b'shal hektish gomer, he might actually use hektish. Fine. Then you didn't have birlocha. So the source of this is the Torah. So the Biralacha points out that I'm a Shabura Masha Pirashim Bazat. If you name Kamakaram Gimgumu Al Dabura, many Akaram have difficulty with the language of the Ramah. Bahagra Bibe Uroi Mochak Tabis the Kuliyama. So the Ramah says, everybody agrees to this. Well, it's not so pashut. He says, we explain this according to the Drisha of the Shabbos, the Rabbi, Linya Ablinya Dina, if he has come as a Chorinim, the Shabbos, Drisha, Morgan, Rom, Mordechai, etc. And okay, when Chilik ben Karnim, the Stam Netter, we don't make this difference between Karnim and any other Netter. Elephi Divir Tosis, Shagosu, the Gazrin, Otto Hektish. And Tosis, which is machmer, we're worried about hektish. I feel a beloy kadam nami gazrin. Kim in the netter who iser chefsa, dami le hektish. So, in general, we look at a netter parallel to the concept of hektish, even if you don't use the word kadam. Because you put a level of iser on the item, which is parallel to the concept of hektish. So the gzera is true to hektish according to Tosis, regardless of what language you use of the netter. If you make a language of a netter as opposed to the language of a shua is a language where you put it on the person himself. I will not do X. I will do X. That's a shua. Person says this item is usur. That's a netter. The Mora says. And you're putting an iser on the item, so in that sense it parallels hektish. So the gzera, because of hektish, is there either whether you use language of kadam or not. And that's Tosfos Shita. But the other Rishonim say we don't make the gzera because of hektish, and therefore a netter, and then similarly a kadam, which is making achila usur, not hanav, but achila, would be valid for a shituf. And that's why he points out the language of the Kulin Yom is not correct. Okay. Omer al Kikar Siftes.
Why is what?
Ramah says everybody agrees to this. What the Bir Loch is pointing out, that's not true. It's Machlokes between the Tosis, which says this Gzeira, and the Ritva and others who don't say this Gzeira. It's not the Kol Yama. That if you make a netter similar to Hektish, we're not going to allow you to use it for the Shetufim of Uos or Eruvit Chumen. Because you might use it in a case where it's actual hektish, and that's a problem. Okay. Now the zman that these things take effect, Rebbe Chetzeres Shetufim Avuos, Rebbe Tchumen, is Ben Hashmoshes. So, I don't ask me what the guy's motivation was. I have no idea. Omer al Kikar. Person said in regards to this a loaf of bread, Hayom Chol Lumacher Kodesh, Akanim. Today I want this item to remain non-hektish, but tomorrow it should become hektish. It's Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos. He's saying today Erev Shabbos it's not hektish. As of tomorrow I want it to become hektish. So tomorrow, once Shabbos comes, it's ready. It's ready also as an eder. You can't eat it. It's either Kodesh or Kodesh. It's either a netter or a hektish. You can't eat it. But the time where the Erev takes effect is Ben Hashmoshes. So at what point is his declaration of Kedusha slash Nedorim take effect? After Ben Hashmoshes. It's coming in with a Cheskes Heter. And we have a Sofik whether it changed during Ben Hashmoshes. It remains Heter Ben Hashmoshes until afterwards. Mishtatun Leibo, Ben Hashmoshes Adayin Lo Nizkadja V'Arai, Ruya Ho'isim V'Vadyoim. It was considered Ruya, because it did not definitely lose its status of being usable for Shetufim Avuos. And therefore we say, the Chazaka says it's still Mutter. It's today for an Arab Shabbos. It should be usur. On Shabbos, it'll become mutter. So look, when Shabbos is chal, it's going to become mutter. But that doesn't help because emishtat on the bosh and ruya on shetek shach. So it comes out during Ben Hashmoshes. It's usur. So during Ben Hashmoshes, when you want it to take effect, it's still not usable. Okay. Now, I don't know why this is not, the next point is it's not a new sif. I mamish have no idea. Chatzar HaPasuch L'Shtei Mavuos. You have a chatzar which opens into two different mavuos. Shidvim Kolechem Mehem. And the chatzar joined both mavuos. Mutzarim Kolechem Mehem L'Talta Mimenu L'Chatzar U'Mechatzar L'Techer. So this chatzar can carry from the chatzar to either mavi, from either mavi to the chatzar. But most of the talmud kalim sheshabs and mavi is there, the mavi who acher their chatzar. They cannot take things from the first mavi into their chatzar and then from there into the second mavi. That they can't do. They weren't mishtatav at all. So who do they affect? So they're going to affect negatively both mavuos that nobody can carry. So which way do they affect? So if they normally go out through both mavuos, they use both mavuos as access points to the chatzar. And they joined neither. So Israel Shneim, they will now make either Mavoy Asur to carry, both of them. V'im Horagol Im Hoechod, V'im Hashene In Horagol. If, however, he normally uses one of the Mavoys for his going in and going out of the Chatzar, the Bnei Chatzar normally use one of the Mavoys more than the other. So then his presence in the one that the mavi they normally use, that becomes their mavi. They weren't mishtatav in the mavi, so that mavi can't carry. The other mavi they don't use, so it's not their mavi. So then it doesn't answer. He did make a shittuv in a voice, and he chose in the shittuv in a voice.
He did make a
shittuv. Yeah, in case, if he was mishtatev, if he did make a shittuv in a voice, but he chose to be mishtatev, or they chose to be mishtatev with the mavi that they use less regularly. They're now mishtatev. And they joined the mavi which they don't normally use. So now, by doing so, they've indicated that they're planning for this Shabbos to use that mavi. So now the remaining chetzeres in the mavi which they normally use, which they would have answered, they don't affect at all, because they've clearly indicated that they're planning to focus on the usage of the mavi A as opposed to mavi B. So if the other members of the other chetzeres in that mavi were mishtatev, they can ignore that chatzar and they can carry. By being mishtatev with one, he's indicating they're not planning to use the other one, number two. Now, the boy, shitu b'neim. This chatzar did not join either mavi. One of the mavuos made a shituf. One of them didn't. So now, we should argue. We have Chatzar X being a problem on both mavuos. If Chatzar X would decide to use mavi A and and not use mavi B, mavi B will be mutter. Right? Mavi B, but if he doesn't make any decision, neither one can carry. Well, only one of them made a shituf. He didn't join them, so he's answering on them. So one mavi cannot carry anyway. So let him join that mavi, or become rugged, decide to use that mavi for Shabbos, and therefore he's not making any worse at all from them. They can't carry anyway. But if he stays in this mavui, and he uses this mavui, he's going to make these people who made a shituv usher to carry. So there's a midas toim, put him with the one that can't carry anyway, and therefore he has no, there's no negative effect by his inaction of joining, as opposed to putting him with a group which there is a negative effect of his of not joining. But so that's pasha. Take it survivor. But let's say the one which was mishtatif together was the mavui which he normally uses. So he said the normal if there's two and he normally uses one, that's the one which is aser. Now those people were mishtatif together without this chatzar. So he's got an aser on them, and that's where he normally goes. Well, that's very nice, but we have an option of sending him somewhere else, and he won't aser on anybody. These people will be mutter. These people were aser anyway. So even in that situation, we say you now should join that other group and use that other mavui for Shabbos, and not impact negatively these people. He's not losing anything. These people will gain by you joining the other chatzah, the other mavi. These people will be able to carry. These people couldn't carry anyway. You can't carry anyway. Join them instead of making these people answer. So we apply the covenant al-midas toim, and we basically tell him he needs to decide to join the non-meshutif mavi. Again, I have no neshabura. The two parts of this sif of the Shulchan Aruch are really like quite different. Nenalef hayar b'cholam achar kodesh pirish. Erev Shabbos lo nizkaras dayan. He says that shouldn't take effect Erev Shabbos. Rak l'mocher yir kodesh. When Shabbos is actually here, that'll become kodesh. Amrinan the benish moshe dayan lo nizkaras. V'sekel lo nochas alei kedusha. If you have a question of a suffix, kedusha doesn't take effect. Pashas is not a din of chazaka. The Mora talks about the idea that people, when they want to make something kodesh, etc., l'nochash in is not for the sake of. They want to do it in a way which is effective. So once Shabbos starts, once that day Vaday arrives, your act is Vaday effective. Ben Hashemosh is like, say, oh, maybe it worked, maybe it didn't work. Say, whatever, fine, let it be chal later. Like I said, the das of the Makdish was in the time when it's going to be. That's Mashmos, or at least one way to learn that concept. Well, can Yochel Ishtate b'kikuzet? Sheikra chaloy sashit tuf hu ben Hashemoshes. So since the Shituv HaMavuah takes effect, Benish Moshes, which at that point in time, this loaf of bread was still not hektish, it was Chol, Chulin, so that's fine. Other way around, if it was already, he made it also Erev Shabbos and become Mutter on Shabbos. So, the only way could become Mutter Asher Tekshach. But some lie the Gemurah when it's Vadi Laila. Misveka loy paka Kedusha, because Kedusha doesn't leave me Suffolk. Him came, Ben Menesh Moshe's Hoyadayan Kurdish, Rein Ma'arbin Mehekdashis. So, Ben Menesh Moshe's when it's supposed to take effect, it wasn't available. Okay, so now we had another case where you have chatzah which is opening into two mavois. So you cannot carry from items from one mavi into the chatzah and then from there to the other mavi. So you have mavois lo shitu yachad, the mavois haven't joined together. Aficha im nosnu shnei hamavois shitufan b'chatzah zoi b'kli yachad. But we had this idea before. But if both mavuos would gather their shituf and put it in the shared chotzer in the same container, so havel hukilu Kulan ke'echad muta talta mi mabi zeh le mabi zeh. Kva shakasa reisim shenayin chesayin shom. So that situation, by virtue of the fact that they both placed the reshutim for mavua, shetuv by mavua, so the same kli in the same place. So basically, that acts as an act of bonding the two mavuas together, and now you can carry one mavi from one mavi to the other. Shashavsa b'mavui, b'kelim which reshavas b'mavui, klamer b'matim shem b'mavui. The basic condition is that yom shavsa b'mavui atzma shori. Give me a second. Where is that? The halacha where is that siman? The halacha that we hold that the Karfifus, Chetzeris, Gagas are all one Rishus, the Gabi, the din of you let it carry from one to the other. The Isser is only from one Chatzah to the next, one Bias to the next. It mentions Mavuos over there. I don't remember that it mentions Mavuos over there. Okay, fine. So if both Mavuos were Mishtatav together, and this chatzar joined neither, and it's ruggled to use both, so it makes both of them osur. This chatzar affects everybody else. If one is ruggled and one is not, the one which is they're ruggled to use, that's the one which comes osur. If they're mishtatav with the ener ruggle, so they've decided that they're not going to use that the mavi which the ruggle for the Shabbos. So to harugol atzmai. So since they have joined together, their mutter veins oisa this chatzar as an aser the kibun the sheet to be masheni. By joining chatzar B, sila gatzma mitzeh shayu ruggle boy. So they've left A, even though they normally use A, they've left A by joining B. And if the one which they joined was the one which they ruggle, that's for sure true. Now let's say the one which they were ruggle were mishtatav together without them, and the one they weren't ruggle wasn't mishtatav, didn't do shitav at all. They should not go through that chatzer. Sorry, that mavui. And this way, he's not using it, and he's indicating that his focus is going to be the mavui where nobody's caring anyway. Even though they don't normally use it. So why should you ask these people? All you're doing is making them lose. You're not even gaining anything. Chazon Ish says they don't have to actually stop walking there. It means the point is they don't do any type of hishtamshus there. That's sufficient. Okay, let's hold it here.